Well, it's that time of the day when we get to look at the pages of newspapers again, for real. This time, I'm being joined in the studio. By the way, I'm Mary Anacone. I'm being joined in the studio by...
Jimmy, just
all right. Uncle Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
You look really nice today. Very boyish.
No, that's a lie. Don't be
very boyish.
what you see is not what you get, and the trauma keeps getting worse.
Mm.
Two things that threw me off track: the burning of that market. I hope it's the last we will see.
Mm.
I jolly well hope it's the last we will see. And then the postponement of the. I want these elections behind us.
Mm.
Though common sense dictates, you know, we'll get to it.
Yeah,
we should do something else. But I just wish we could put it behind us and move on.
I wish so too. All right, let's look at the stories coming from Daily Trust newspaper. The first one here says, "Why we postponed governorship and state assembly polls." INEC. INEC seems to be on the lips of everybody lately.
Yes. You know, apparently they were caught unawares with the
judgment.
Yes, I think they had prepared for some kind of... Okay, so look, this is my take. And I could be naive. Maybe I'm not well informed. Maybe, you know, in things you are not always right. But my take is that, to use the words of Kelvin, it's Kelvin, the guy I just spoke to, now, our friend, you cannot continue to progress in error.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot want to do the same thing the way you did it the other time and expect a different result. Now, the INEC needs to reassure us that their systems are up and running properly. This, the I don't know if the court took an informed opinion, if they got an informed technical opinion to say that if the Beavers is reconfigured, it won't affect the case. I don't know about... because I don't trust INEC to come and tell me that they're going to keep something at the back end when something tells us that there's some mischief going on there.
Mm.
You can't run away from these things. I'm not saying there is mischief going on, but something tells us that there could be.
Mm.
You see, when you run things like elections and justice-related matters, perception is key.
Absolutely.
Perception is key.
Absolutely.
I would feel a bit more confident, for example, if the INEC professor, what's his name now?
Mahmoud Yakubu.
Yakubu, if he recused himself, if he just said, sorry, look, because of we had problems in the last one, he might not need to resign, but he can just say, look, let me step aside and let somebody else handle this thing. I would feel a bit better, for example, if he rotated all his electoral commissioners.
Mm.
But to want to do the same thing, even a week from now, to want to do the same thing the way it was done in the past, the confidence of the public has been shaken.
Mm.
Now, I'm not accusing anybody directly of anything, but my confidence level a month ago is different from the way I'm feeling now.
Mm.
You know, I wish there was a way we could say that, look, okay, so we have a big problem, because the problem we have in this particular election is monumental. It's not as if it's the other problems of ballot snatching. No, it's quite monumental and fundamental.
Mm.
And it sparks and smells of interference. I would rather, if we could, tarry a while. Like, I will never forget when I had to call Ambassador Jokeshi that day to thank him very much for educating us.
Mm.
When he was told to tarry a while with the results until you find out what the true position is. I would have thought that maybe we should suspend this. Of course, people now say, oh, what about those who want to do wedding, those who want to go to school? No. No, because you see, it's better for you to get it right and move on than for you to get it wrong and then precipitate crisis.
So what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that
If I had my way, the elections would be suspended until we tidy up the process.
Hmm.
So, nobody should come and tell me that, we didn't know that we didn't upload everything and now part of it is missing. We don't want to hear that kind of story. And it could jolly well crop up.
And so if you think a week is not enough for INEC to clean up all of its messes?
It's not a matter of a week or a month. It's a function of being methodical in the things that you are doing.
Mm.
This one was riddled with all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Read papers across the whole world. Everybody is saying that there were some things that were... This is beyond rigging. this is beyond that, some people went with ballot boxes. No. The laws that you put down, you couldn't, whether deliberately or not, if there was sabotage, you should give us a security report. Let's know I'm not just going to, don't expect people to just troop out, at the order of the, the ringing of the bell.
But what must INEC do to boost the confidence of the average voter? Because you see, like you said, the morale of the voters is being dampened.
One thing INEC must do is to show transparency in the processes. Give us, and then I'm sorry to say it's a bit radical, but you asked me for my views. What would comfort me more if there was somebody else in the driver's seat? If there was somebody, because you see, if all these errors are human induced from within, then we are going to have the same. We are going to have the same results.
But what does changing one man change? I mean, because
nope. I would rather if you could have a clean. You might not be able to get it. I might be thinking above my head, but that is what perception does to you.
Okay.
But you listen to people phoning in.
Yeah.
People who went for this election, why did they troop out that much? It's because of the confidence level.
Yeah.
Now that confidence has been shaken.
Absolutely.
And this has, for those who say people should accept the results and go on, it has nothing to do with whoever won or whoever lost. The system has been compromised. It even helps the winner if he is seen to have won an election in a legitimate manner. Because the way we are going, like Kevin said again this morning, sorry, I keep borrowing some. we might continue this for another 4 years. We'll be talking about the credibility.
I hope we don't.
That's what is going to happen if in the days of the option A4, it was there for everybody to see. I'm not saying we do that. Other reasons have been given. More so,
the Electoral Act does not accommodate option A4.
So that's. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking of the confidence level. Even the loser during the option A4, whatever, he saw it. It was glaring.
It was glaring. Yes.
So we must get it right, and that also calls for us as a people to learn to be patient. And not rush things. And not, this is like trying to take, what did I say this morning? This is like trying to take contraceptive.
After you've gotten pregnant.
After the woman is pregnant.
Yes.
That's what we are doing.
Medicine after death.
2 months pregnant, then, like my late mother would say, campaign after election. maybe, when we were in school and your report comes that you have failed, then you're not going to carry your food. To add some humor to it. So, but that's what it is. INEC says that they need a bit more time. They need a week. And they say that the decision has not been taken lightly. Campaigns will continue until midnight of Thursday, 16th March. That gives us another 1 week of tension and whatever. But it also gives another week for those who need to dust up their campaigns to do a bit more,
talking about dusting up campaigns. Governor Sanwo-Olu orders probe of Lagos market fire. And the government is also going to rehabilitate roads in communities. Perfect timing, right? Perfect timing?
Yeah, I mean, this is the time to ask any governor for anything.
Governor Sanwo-Olu, we're still waiting for you to come on the Morning Crossfire.
No. To be fair to him, I like to be fair.
Or he can
to
come him. On WhatsApp Lagos.
I like to be fair to him, and I give him kudos for taking advice. He was on two networks yesterday.
Back to back.
And I give him credit for that. And he will see the benefit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I give him that credit. And I like what he's doing. As late as 10:30 yesterday, he was going from estate to estate. That's all the things that have been done in the past, but it's okay. He has another 1 week. Better late than never. These are the things that we should be doing, appealing to people. Okay, so he has ordered the fire. That fire incident was terrible. I sat back and I said to myself, imagine all my belongings going up in something I'm not going to benefit directly from.
It's unimaginable, the feeling.
All these things, somebody wants to take Lagos. It's all perception. Apart from contractors who want to be close to Alausa where things are being done. For the rest of it, is to go about your business. Go about your business. And like somebody that I joked with yesterday, because my man I joked with yesterday, he said, they're going to come and take. I said, imagine the guy who sold your own land to you on which your house is built. Can he come back and claim ownership? If you sold it,
it's no longer yours.
You know, so I honestly give Sanwo-Olu credit. He has to go further. it's not ordering a probe, Excellency, because you know the police, you know, when it comes to things like this, you need to get to the root and make an example. You need to make an example of those who perpetrated this. Like I said, until I see otherwise, 60 to 70% of things that are done on behalf of a candidate, sometimes he doesn't know about. I've been close enough to, you know, to people in government to see how he works. Because there are people who are more concerned about him being governor than he himself. That's where their livelihood is.
Oh, because they stand to benefit something from it?
They stand to benefit. There's some... too many of our... you find that so many of our elites, that's a safer word to use, so many of our elites depend on government.
Unfortunately.
That is one thing we need to take away. Everybody wants to put their hands. I want to bring this
in the cookie jar.
People don't want to go to the grind and work hard. If someone who goes in now, I know Jimmy Jisoo, he knows who is a cousin to this thing. And that's what people live on. You know, they put you under pressure. I've seen people come to me during the campaigns when I had him on my show, and I was saying that, yes, he had whatever to do it. Already I had people who were telling me, what do you want me to do? Say, please take me to him. Okay, so what do you want to take to him? Let me just see him and tell him what he can do for. There's that thought. People generally sometimes can be lazy.
But is that also what's at the core of the kind of politicking that we have in the country?
What else could it be? What else could it be? The people who are perpetrating some of this propaganda, check them out very well. I told one who, for example, who said, oh, I want to keep my legacy. I have to fight for my legacy. I said, that's very good. If you want to fight for your legacy, you're a Lagosian. He said, yes. Shouldn't you be fighting for your legacy for this man who is a full-blooded Lagosian?
If we're talking legacies.
You know, just to throw him a bit. But meanwhile, I know that this guy is a contractor. I mean, what are you talking about? And that is where the masses need to be very careful. Don't allow this privileged elite push you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't allow this. All of you, for example, knew what this state was like. I'm sorry I keep repeating it. Under Marwa, you know, who is even from the north. And he was a military leader. So don't allow people push you for their own selfish ends. Okay? Because, like, I don't know if that guy has brought it down. Now, the guy on Facebook, I sat back and I said to myself, if you ask this guy thoroughly, he won't.
It's just a bandwagon effect. People just want to, you know, they think it's a campaign of sorts.
Yes, and it's some kind of hysteria they put into you, you know.
Unfortunately.
But it's not that it won't put bread.
It won't, actually.
Sorry, my dear, we lost track a bit.
Yes.
So, we're happy to hear that Governor Sanwo-Olu has... ordered a probe.
Yes.
And the statement here signed by the Commissioner of Information says that the governor expressed shock at the incident. There was no shock at the incident, sir. All of us saw it coming. So what we now need to do is to make sure that it doesn't happen again. That there are no reprisals and it doesn't happen
again.
So
what's the deterrence going to be?
I don't agree with this word shock because we saw it coming.
Warned against it over and over.
We kept warning from. Yes. I remember the last 2 weeks we kept saying this thing.
Yes.
So shock should be taken out of it. But he says that the government, the Mr. Governor on behalf of the government, genuinely, you see that word is put there, genuinely shares their grief. And to be fair, I like to be fair to people. He has never been known to be a man of violence. So what the perception he needs to change is that he has not been known to be a man of violence and that he will not benefit for anything that brings about violence. He needs to make that statement that Atiku and...
former President Goodluck Jonathan.
Said that their victory is not worth the
blood of any Nigerian, yes.
So he has ordered a probe, which of course the fire has been put out. And he implores Lagosians to desist from attributing the unfortunate incident to any political party or its agents. That's a tall order. That is a tall order because, like his predecessor said, we know what we know.
And we saw it coming.
But he then says something that I also like, that I find. He says, it is shameful to take advantage of the misfortune of others to further some political nests. Yes. And there was a video yesterday. He actually went there.
Yeah, he did.
So did Labour.
Rhodes Vival.
And so did
Jandor.
Jandor, who somebody said is my brother. The man,
I mean, this drama just continues.
The man abused me. Said I'm his brother. you didn't see that on Twitter?
No, I didn't. You get a lot of flack on Twitter, I must say.
I'm used to it.
Skin is very thick now.
No, my skin is not thick. Because what actually pains me is the level of ignorance.
Yeah.
And so what hurts me is that I sit back and I wonder, is this my country? Are these my people?
Hmm.
How does one change the narrative? I'm not going to give up. I feel pity for them because I'm moving on, I'm progressing, I'm doing my job, you know. Yeah, out there howling, throwing insults at me.
Mm-hmm.
By the time these politicians, you're defending, by the time they get into office, they won't know you.
Absolutely. They won't. They don't even know you right now. Whatever you're doing, it's at your own expense.
They will come back to know me.
Exactly. Now you obviously... Can you see the irony?
It's a win-win situation for me. You guys out there that spend all your time abusing the politicians, when they get into office, they won't know you, but they will know me.
They will know Jimmy Disu.
you need to see what happens at the back end.
Mm.
Some of them are my friends. When we meet, we socialize. Jimmy, we're in here. Why did you do this? Get out of here. We move on. But you out there.
Yeah, killing yourself for nothing.
You would not be looking. You would start tweeting about football and things like that.
Okay.
Over Man U and Liverpool.
I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm on top of the table. Thank you.
So am I. I've changed back again to Arsenal. I keep changing.
Stay one place.
Yeah, I remember. I'd never forget one woman. Woman, look at woman. So I saw her son. I said, "Mommy, this is your son." They are not winning again. So Chelsea, the blue one.
Chelsea. Okay. Let's go to Daily Trust quickly. Gilbert polls. DSS goes after troublemakers. This is more like a follow-up of a story of the guys who pointed the DSS to a house. More like it was fake news. And they were arrested in Abuja.
But you know, the DSS issued it. Of course, it should be worried.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility of the internal security hangs with them.
Mm-hmm.
It hangs with them. And so yesterday, our good friend, Dr. Peter Afunaya, told journalists that the service had earlier engaged with relevant stakeholders to ensure the required peace is maintained and so on and so forth. I want to advise the DSS, that is actually made up of a lot of, I know some of them, patriotic people. All these warnings will not matter until you give us examples.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? By now, the DSS should be parading people hate speech, people who you can see visibly, some of the thugs that went around, you have videos of them.
Mm.
By now, the DSS should be parading these people. I'm making an example out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is going to get home. Not press statements and I know you, it's part of it. Okay, all the show of strength, show of power. Can you show us some of the perpetrators of this?
Because you see, people need to see somebody.
They need to see.
They need to use somebody as a scapegoat so that it serves as a deterrent to most
by
of these
the time,
people.
It's difficult to convince me that if the DSS put their mind to it, they couldn't have arrested 8, 10, 15 people just for hate speech and charged them to court.
Mm, mm.
I'm not saying keep them perpetually. By the time the newspapers are full of this one said this, everybody will sit back and watch what he says.
Think carefully.
But
yes.
For now, it's a free fall.
Unfortunately.
And if you see the level, look, it's a pity, it's late in the day for me to go back and say I want to get involved in these kind of jobs.
Would you like to join the CIA? Working Langley.
Are you sure? I'm not.
They don't say anything. They don't say anything.
Don't joke with me. But jokes apart, if I were the DSS, I'd go after the elites on Facebook or forwarded mail. And just make an example of 8 of them. They might get free in court, but just make an example of them.
Mm.
Then all these things we are saying will not be in vain.
Mm.
You know, all these things we are saying will not be in vain. Mm. But the DSS have said that over this, that the DSS remains committed to providing a conducive environment for a peaceful exercise. They described as unnecessary the palpable political tension in parts of the country prior to the elections, under reference, adding that the operation was carried out when it observed that some of the players were at daggers drawn with each other.
Hmm.
And this election should not be seen as a do or die affair, and that there is no basis for anyone to take law into their hands. And they have advised that you go for redress if you're whatever.
Yeah.
But we also now advise that you need to make examples of some people,
of these people,
to drive home the point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Man by nature is crime prone, is prone to committing crimes if given the allowance.
Mm.
If God goes to bed, and he never does, and there's nobody around, sometimes you feel like stabbing somebody. Go to my bad.
Just a joke.
Just joking. You beat traffic lights and so on. And so
When no one's watching.
But what holds other societies that are people like to go and rest in, you know, that are better organized, is that you cannot get away. The law.
Yes, you're always apprehended. Yes, for your wrongdoings.
And that's what makes our society better. But.
That's
where we are. Well,
let's hope that the DSS is listening, Uncle Jimmy. Quickly.
Are they listening?
Quickly, because we're almost out of time. We have 3 minutes on the clock. Supreme Court order. New Naira note nightmare persists. Buhari turns a deaf ear. By the way, the president is in Daura as we speak. He just got in. He was in Doha, and then he went.
He didn't know that. The elections.
Yes.
I'm just hoping. I'm hoping that this nightmare will be over
soon.
This nightmare of those who are governing us acting. It might not be, but acting as if they have no concerns. Look at the trauma our people have been going through in the past 1 month on this money issue.
Mm.
Okay, so the Supreme Court now gives a judgment on Friday. The government should come out with a definite statement on moving forward. We've heard nothing.
Well, nothing also from the CBN.
We've heard nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what kind of governance this is.
Mm.
You don't tell us. You don't tell us whether you can't even tell us whether you want it obeyed or not, because I think the Supreme Court is whatever. But at the same time, you are not. The bottom line is, and look at the headline: a new Naira nightmare. It's a pity we don't have time. If I read stories here, you will weep. This one says, DK says, I don't even have money to give my children to take to school. Another one says, I just collected this money, 1,000 Naira, from Polaris Bank at First Gate. They are paying with old notes. He told the bus conductor, who also showed him the old 500 Naira note he had in his pocket. The man didn't take it from him. I mean, I don't understand. How can you have a country in so much confusion? We have this nonsense election that we couldn't get ourselves organized. Now we have this monetary thing. And people are... Look, it's a pity we don't have statistics. One would love to know what's happening in the mental health of the average Nigerian.
Oh, a lot of people. I mean, somebody called Nigerian Info to say that, you know, they lost a loved one because they couldn't pay their hospital bills. The bank apps were not working.
That's the one that they saw. There are some who are dying in their houses. They can't even get up. The reason being, they've been defeated in the head.
It's a tough situation, and the president needs to speak on this issue, because I do not understand.
It's almost late in the day. If you
is it? Do I not need money?
We need money, but we've started finding other ways. We are doing some things by barter, because if you have cards, the elite have cards, or people that they have their cards, the network is always down.
It's a tough.
So my debt profile is this high now. The book me down where I get, no be small.
So you just add it to my tab.
Yeah, add it until we get to Sinai. It's very sad. Very, very sad.
Well, a sad situation. But everyone who's going through it, please hang in there. Hopefully something good will happen in the coming days. But we have to go. Our time is up here. We will be back on the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by someone from Yaga Africa, and of course Liberos Shoma will be joining us. We'll be talking about this postponement and the beavers in Broglie, and what's next for the elections. Stay with us. Uncle Jimmy, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mariana Conwell. We'll be right back.
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people? What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.